This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. Campaigning for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections will end this evening. Top leaders of all political parties are busy in intense campaigning by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo voters in their favour. All 20 seats in Kerala, 14 of 28 in Karnataka, 13 of 25 seats in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 6 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this second phase, in this phase on Friday. Voting in 13 assembly segment of Outer Manipur Parliamentary Constituency of Manipur will also be held on the same day. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that Congress has been trying to reduce the reservation of scheduled tribe and scheduled castes and wants to provide reservation on the base of religion. He was addressing a public meeting in Ambikapur city of Surguja Lok Sabha constituency in Chhattisgarh today. Mr. Modi said Congress will do this by changing the constitution. He said only BJP can protect reservation. Modi said those who do not want to see India strong and self-reliant want a weak government with opposition alliance in the country. He said that the BJP government at the center is taking strict action against terrorism and Nationalism, whereas Congress supports those who spread violence. Highlighting the different developmental work, he talked about Vikshit Bharat, Vikshit Chhattisgarh. Mr. Modi will also be on a tour of Madhya Pradesh beginning today. After public meetings in Sagar and Harda, he will hold a road show in Bhopal. Meanwhile, in the second phase of Lok Sabha elections, voting will be held in 6 Lok Sabha constituencies of Madhya Pradesh on 26 April. Election campaigning will end in these areas from 6 p.m. today. In Arunachal Pradesh, re-polling held at 8 polling stations of 4 assembly constituencies in Arunachal West Parliamentary Constituency amidst tight security today. Voting began at 6 a.m. in the morning and was scheduled to end at 2 p.m. Scrutiny of Form 17A of these polling stations will be done immediately after the poll today. The Election Commission of India had declared the polling held on April 19 this month at these polling stations for parliamentary and assembly elections void. In Assam, all the top leaders are making last efforts to woo the voters in the second phase of polls to be held in 5 states. In 5 seats, 61 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Over 77 lakh voters can exercise their voting rights. Today, the Chief Minister and senior BJP leader Hemanta Biswa Sarma held a rally at Dalgaon for the party candidate. He said that the Assam government would appoint 50,000 youths in government jobs this year. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has said that his party's manifesto has disturbed the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Speaking at a social justice conclave organized by the Congress, Mr. Gandhi claimed that the release of the party's revolutionary manifesto has caused panic to PM Modi. He said that these remarks following PM Modi's repeated criticism of the Congress manifesto, where he alleged that the Congress is planning to redistribute wealth of people. Notably, Congress unveiled its manifesto earlier this month titled Nyay Pratha. This time, the Congress manifesto emphasizes on Panch Nyay and Pachis Guarantee. President Draupadi Murmu has highlighted the pressing issue of climate change and underscored the critical role of forest conservation in combating its effects. Addressing the convocation ceremony of Indian Forest Service Provisioners at Forest Research Institute in Dehradun today, the President said that mankind is deliberately making the mistake of forgetting the importance of forests. She stressed that humans are not the owners but the protectors of the Earth's invaluable resources. The President encouraged probation officers to shoulder the vital duties of conserving, promoting and nurturing forests. She expressed confidence that they would wholeheartedly fulfill this crucial responsibility. The U.S. Senate has approved a controversial landmark bill that could see TikTok banned in America. The bill will now be handed over to U.S. President Joe Biden, who has vowed to sign it into a law. If that happens, the owner of the app, ByteDance of China, will have 9 months to sell its stake or the app will be blocked in the U.S. If ByteDance is forced to sell its stake, it will still need approval from Chinese officials. Beijing has vowed to oppose any such move. Experts on the subject say the process could take years. That is all India's News Bulletin. Namaskar.